So you grew up with this liberal environment, I guess you'd say, in your family, your church, whatever you, those kind of ideas, or maybe they're just mainstream in Canada and Ontario, as opposed to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where I am.
It's funny. My parents were both noble working class people. My dad never found a job that he liked. He was always working for the man, doing something that was going to last 10 years before it disappeared. My mom went back to work in the 80s, and she was a president's assistant at Adidas Canada, the sporting wear company. So they're very working class, hardworking. They had a concept of social justice when it came to unions, of course, that kind of thing. But they were not what I would call liberal-minded people either. There was a lot of conservative, and they're not alone. They're not unique by any stretch. But back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, working class people had liberal ideas when it came to workers' rights. But that's kind of where it ended. After that, it was very conservative.
I had the same situation in my family. I'm from a working class family. I'm college educated, so I'm kind of the oddball out of the 12 kids in the family.
12 kids.
Yeah, well, his, hers, and theirs, because my mom died and my stepmother's husband had died. And so, anyway, 12 of us had ended up, which is an experience of its own. But growing up in a working class family and having the exposure to really middle class or upper middle class kind of ideas, I think it gives me a rich number of options, and I think you probably have that same thing. It comes through in your music. I mean, you know the world in a better way. You don't just know one slice of it.
Yeah, I never read a book until I was 26, I'm going to say. I wasn't meant for school at the age that I was in, and the teachers didn't understand me either. I was obviously a creative kid growing up, and I was a rebellious kid, but I was unfit for serious education until, man, I guess it was my late 20s when it finally started to make sense to me. And then when I went back to university, I loved it. Then I didn't stop reading for 10 years.